It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show. 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day. And welcome to Speak Out 2.0, live and from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower, right here on Highway 95 in downtown Bullhead City. And this is, in case it's your first time tuning in, Speak Out 2.0. And we are live here for the next hour. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce. Like I said, here for the next hour, we're on 106.3, 106.5, and 106.7. So one of those three frequencies will come in really well for you, depending upon where you're at. And you heard the phone number in the intro, but I'll give it to you one more time. Paul Avoy gave it to you as he was signing off. Our phone number, this is a fairly new number, for the studio in Bullhead City. And, you know, Ken Perella has his own tower. So when you have your own tower, what the heck? Might as well have your own area code. So it's 234-343-1065. You're welcome to call in anytime during the program. A couple things to tell you about real quick before we get to Wayne with the Needles Chamber of Commerce. There's a ribbon cutting today in Bullhead City. It's going to be at the Chamber Building at 4 o'clock, and it's called Make It Your Tour. So that's the name of the business. And any questions, you can call the chamber, 928-754-4121. Tomorrow, there's a blood drive in Bullhead City. Kicks off at 11 o'clock. Goes till 2 o'clock. And it's at the Mojave Community College, put on by the Bullhead City Morning Kiwanis Club. I'm there from 10 to 11 to welcome you and give the gift of life. Now, if you want to make an appointment, you call Vitalant. And this is the number you should write down. Besides our request line, or I mean our call-in number, you should also write down Vitalant. 877-258-4825. You call them up, make an appointment, and then they can email you the questionnaire tomorrow, because you have to fill it out the same day. And then you fill it out. When you go in there, it saves you like half the time. Now, there's also a blood drive on Wednesday in Laughlin. So we've got two tomorrow. One in Bullhead City at the chamber, at the MCC, and one in Laughlin at Harris. And that's also from 11, from 10 o'clock till 2, but that's not out of time. And then on Thursday, yeah, it's the community baby shower at the Optimum Center. And this is put on by Grace Heck. They do it about every couple months. And if you need more, oh, it starts at 5 o'clock. If you have any questions, call Grace, 928-444-2896. If you know a expecting mother, you can also have her call Grace, 928-444-2896. And then on Thursday, we have a blood drive back in Laughlin at the Pioneer Casino from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock, also Nevada time. Also call Vitalant, 877-258-4825. And then on Friday in Laughlin, it's the business breakfast. Topic is hospice care. And they want you to RSVP at info@laughlinchamber.com. And that's 8:30 Nevada time till 9:30 Nevada time. Saturday the 24th is a busy day. Desert Star Academy has in the middle school has their 10th annual car show and chili cook-off. I'm going to judge the chili cook-off. Yeah. I'm taking a bottle of water with me because, you know, some people make their chili really hot, like spicy. It kicks off at 8 o'clock in the morning at Desert Star Academy. You got questions? Call 770-928-770-4523. And then, of course, the Taste of Bullhead is Saturday night. Run for the Roses. That's the theme at the Bullhead Chamber, 6 p.m. Any questions, call the Bullhead Chamber, 928-754-4121. And then the front men are at the Edgewater, the Edge Pavilion, 7 p.m. Nevada time. Call the Edgewater, 702-298-2453. And, you know, next week on the program, let's see, next Wednesday, we're going to have the Letterman in studio. Yes, the sheriff on Monday, Mackenzie Covet, public information officer for Bullhead City, on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, we're going to have the Letterman in studio, followed up by Terry Tomlinson from Legacy Foundation. But the Letterman take to the stage at the Riverside starting that Wednesday. So any tickets, you need tickets, you can call the Riverside Casino. And then you heard last week we mentioned the Sunrise Rotary Golf Tournament, their 8th one at Los Lagos, 8 a.m. Call Gary Reynolds if you want to jump in there. You want to sponsor it or you want to play golf, 928-716-8182. That's his cell phone number. And then coming up on the 2nd of next month also is the 11th annual Connie Davis Rock and Roll Cancer Walk, put on by the Laughlin Chamber at Pyramid Canyon Park. That's just below the dam on the Nevada side. But if you're going over there from Bullhead, you have to go way up the hill, and then you'll see a turn about a mile or so up the hill, and it takes you right down into the park. And you can call the chamber if you have any questions, 702-298-2214. All right, we're going to jump into our first break because our guest has not arrived, and I've been told he's en route. So stick around. We're going to...
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine in, catering, or to go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's meal prep solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFitKitchen. KITCHIN.com. Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that Fast Care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
Warmer weather brings out scorpions, sun spiders, and other creepy crawlers. Nobody wants a spider bite or scorpion sting, especially your children and your pets. Barron Pest Solutions can help prevent bug bites and stings. With a monthly scheduled treatment plan indoors and outside, you'll rest comfortably knowing your pets and children are safe. Barron certified technicians know the proper products to use and the correct way to treat your home or office. Call Barron Pest Solutions today, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions.
The Mojave Community College Booster Club is helping to bring collegiate sports programs to our Mojave County Community College campuses. The first sport will be men's and women's soccer. The MCC Booster Club is in a campaign to raise funds to make this possible. We are in the final stretch of the drive. The annual fundraising golf tournaments in Lake Havasu, Kingman, and Bullhead City are upon us. Our hope is these tournaments will put us over our financial commitment to help bring sports to our local MCC campuses. The Booster Club is currently in need of corporate sponsors and can only reach our goal with our community's support. To find out about the different levels of sponsorships and benefits included, please contact Gary Reynolds at 928-716-8182. That's 928-716-8182 for more information. Thank you for supporting the MCC Booster Club's endeavor to bring college sports to our communities. The Mojave Community College Booster Club is a 501c3 entity.
I was all right.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Hey, when you have an emergency and you need some help, you want it fast. If it's a serious issue like a stroke or heart attack, every minute counts, and it matters. So that's why you want to choose a hospital that's equipped to evaluate you and treat you with serious injuries and illnesses. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here and ready to offer 24-hour, 7 days a week emergency care. Learn more at Western Arizona Regional, westernarizonaer.com. Take two, westernarizonaer.com. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Oh, bring your stress to Laughlin Ranch Golf Club Spa. Start off with a sauna, steam room, a nice relaxing massage. Relaxation and rejuvenation awaits you. Then there's a full body massage treatment or a pedicure. Nails trimmed, shined, filled, whatever. Gift cards are available, and they have a couple suite too. The spa at Laughlin Ranch. Make your appointment now at LaughlinRanch.com. East West Financial Services, retirement in 2024, is that headed your way? Well, maybe you want to sit down with a professional. Or maybe you're already retired, but you'd just like to renew your plan. Well, sit down with Jack Mafara. He's been doing this for 30 years, 20 of it right here in Mojave County. Offices in Kingman and Bullhead City. Call him up. It costs you nothing to sit down with him. 928-888-9828. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Would you like to enter the world of healthcare? Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire you and train you to become a certified nursing assistant. That's step one in the world of nursing. Yeah, and you get paid more when you have that certificate. Legacy Rehab services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. And now welcome into the studio, Wayne Colburn with the Needles Area Chamber of Commerce. How are you, Wayne?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you. How
good.
About yourself?
Good. Welcome back to the studio. Well, not this studio, but welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
So Needles has a big golf tournament coming on. Let's talk about it.
All right. This Saturday, the 24th, is going to be our third annual Lucky Greens tournament. We've actually been doing it for much longer, but it was just then that they started calling it the Lucky Greens.
Oh, okay.
And so we'll keep it on as our
third
title.
Okay.
So it's our third annual of this. But that will be over at the River's Edge Golf Course.
Right.
We'll be meeting there about 7:30. Registration will start. And the shotgun will go off at 8:30.
And that's California time.
That is California time.
So if you're in Bullhead City, you get to sleep in an hour.
That's right.
And still make golf.
And still make it. And enjoy yourself a wonderful day. All of our golfers will be able to have a small, simple breakfast, probably donuts and coffee. But then we will have all of our golfing and then have a little lunch. We'll be doing our award ceremonies after that.
And did I see you just open a new donut shop in Needles?
No.
Oh, no. I saw that. I saw it. It was on Facebook. It's got to be true.
Oh, no. I'll have to see that one myself.
He's going
to
write that down, and he's going to drive the community and check that out when he gets back. No, I just saw that Needles is getting a little donut shop.
Well, we can use it. We definitely can use it. I know we've got our new boba drinks there at the old Circle K.
All right.
So that's new. And so if we've got a new donut shop, I'm going to have to find them.
That might be the same place. You know, we don't
know.
It
could be.
They might just be trucking them in from downtown Daggett.
As long as they've got cream-filled
that's all you care
Boston
about.
creams, I'm great with that. Yes.
Okay. Well, now you all know Wayne's favorite donut. So, Wayne, who does this tournament benefit? I mean, who reaps the benefit?
Well, this has been a chamber. This is more like one of our major fundraisers for the year. So this is actually finances that are going to go to us that will help us as we do other events. For example, like Run for the Wild, we'll be using some of this money to help support that. But mainly it's going to be to continue giving support to our local businesses, giving them educational tidbits here and there so we can make them stronger.
Okay. How many members are in your chamber right now? Do you have an idea?
We have about 200.
Okay.
In the chamber.
That's good for the size of Needles.
It is. Now, that does include, we do tri-state. So, I mean, we've got...
Right.
We've got a cross between both Arizona, California, and Nevada.
Perfect.
But we really are starting to see some more businesses coming into Needles, and as those businesses are coming in, we want to make sure we have the educational support for them to help them develop their small business to make it strong as they're first getting started, and that'll help keep them going longer.
Excellent. Now, the chamber used to be in that little yellow building across from the train depot, but that's been 100 years ago. Where are you guys located now?
Now we're actually located in the train station. We're actually in the El Garces Hotel.
Okay.
It's 950 Front Street.
Who's got the little yellow building? Anybody?
No, that's, I was told, is in the process of being demolished, and they just haven't got to it yet.
Because it's a very old building.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like it's ready to fall down, but...
Yeah, yeah, well, maybe somebody will sneeze just right, and that'll take care of it. Save somebody some money on the demolishing.
There you go,
they just
yeah.
have to worry about the cleanup.
Right. Well, and, you know, like you said, if they demolish it, somebody probably has plans for that corner.
Yeah.
So, and being right across from the depot, I mean, why not?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's yeah. plenty of us out there that have some strong vision for Needles to strengthen it and to see it grow again. And
it can.
Oh, yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's a lot of potential there. So what we're hoping for is to, you know, we want to keep that small town air.
Right.
But we want to be able to celebrate our history in Needles, as well as the tourism, the beautiful sights that we have in Needles.
Correct.
But just bring it up into the 21st century.
Right. Now, you were very fortunate before Rick Daniels retired. You got a lot of your infrastructure replaced.
Correct.
And a lot of that was done with the money that has been coming into the city with the manufacturing of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And you almost have to thank God people now can smoke legally in California so they can support Needles.
Absolutely, and that's what we look at. They were the infusion to kind of jumpstart the city.
Right.
And now we want to start reaching out to other industries to come back in to help us become even stronger.
How's the new city manager?
He's very good. Patrick Martinez is his name, and he has a very strong vision for Needles. I work with him quite extensively as
right.
The chamber administrator, and him as the city manager. So we work quite strong together.
Good. Good. So, and he's been there a while. He didn't just walk in as city manager. He's
no.
been there for quite a while.
Right. He was the economic developer prior to taking the position as city manager.
Okay.
So he was already familiar with and working with a lot of businesses to draw them in.
Good.
And
good.
Then when he was, so he was able to step up and start right away and
now he can make offers.
And he's yeah. willing to do it. And we've been, we are an opportunity zone, which is fabulous because that means that there's a lot of tax benefits for larger corporations and businesses to come into Needles.
Right.
That will save them a lot of money as they get started. We're still reaching out to Stater Brothers so we can have a grocery store in town.
So you haven't given up on them?
Oh, no, no, no. Yeah. I refuse to give up. That's not my style.
Well, and now you just recently lost your pharmacy, so now you need a store and a pharmacy.
Right. Well, every time you take three steps forward, there's always going to be that step
yep.
back, and
yep.
this just happens to be ours.
Right.
But, again, that's one of those things that shows how dedicated Patrick is he got on that immediately.
And I believe you got somebody in Bullhead that's delivering to Needles
mm-hmm.
for pharmaceutical needs.
That was Riverside Pharmacy
okay.
is going to be doing it. There's able to do CVS there in Mojave.
Fort Mojave,
the Safeway, as well as the Smiths, right there in Fort Mojave, they will be able to go to those locations to have medications.
Okay.
But Riverside is the one that I just spoke to them this morning, and they are the ones that will be able to deliver
right
to
the door.
Us.
Yeah.
And they will be taking both Medicare, Medi-Cal, to, you know, so it's going to cover more of our people.
That's Sam the man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was your phone ringing off the hook when the word got out that the pharmacy was going to close? I mean, you probably have some seniors that understandably were very worried.
They were very worried. No, my phone didn't ring off the hook, but Patrick's, I'm sure, did.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a few other people's there, council
right.
people, as well as our mayor. I'm sure Jan was getting a lot of calls.
I think Tana's in here on Friday, and
is
I'm
going to
ask her that question. She's probably
oh, yeah.
going to go, man, my phone's still ringing.
It probably is.
Yeah,
but,
because,
you know. It's great, though, that we've got a city that is being very proactive
right.
to make sure that its citizens are being taken care of.
I'd like to think that somebody within that pharmacy called the city manager prior to them closing and give them a heads up, maybe?
We found out the same day that the employees found out.
Wow.
And so as soon as Patrick heard, he started scrambling to get things done. As soon as I heard from the city council meeting the night that they announced it at the
right.
city council, the next morning, I started scrambling to get a hold of, like, IEHP, and our Tri-State Community Health, as well as any other medical type organization
right.
that I had any type of work with.
Yeah.
Spoke with the state senator's office, and I've spoken with Don Rao, our county supervisor.
Okay.
So I was able to do some reaching out too, and Patrick and I were reaching in two different directions.
Yeah, shake, rattle, and roll.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And you're retired, so you can jump on that.
Yeah, I'm retired, but now that I'm not really retired anymore because I'm now working at the chamber and I'm the administrator. So, yes, I was retired, and now I'll be looking forward to it a little bit later. But for right now, we have a lot that we need to do in Needles, and I'm
right.
going to be a part of it.
Well, that's
and
good.
Our big one right now is Lucky Green. Obviously, later on this year, we'll be doing Run for the Wall. If you don't mind, I really would like to be able to thank all of our sponsors.
Please do.
Yeah, absolutely. Because NewsWest Publications, KTOX, Radio Central have been doing all of our
public service
announcement and everything, which is really well. Then our premier sponsor is Tri-State Community Health.
Okay.
Billet Health is our gold sponsor. And then we have two silver sponsors, which are the Teamsters 1938 and Tri-State Wi-Fi.
Okay.
And then we've gotten a couple that are lower-level sponsors, but, you know, they bring in some good support for us. And
sure.
those are Rick Daniels' family.
Okay.
Patrick's family, myself, and my dog here.
Your Kappa, family.
My family, Goodmanson Consulting, allpayless.com.
Okay.
Barron's Pest Services.
Right.
Is. Tim Terrell of Route 66 Broadband. He's there for us. Anderson Ford has stepped up and has been a part of us now.
Great.
Big O Tire Napa Auto Parts. Our local CPA, Michael Berger. One of our new local businesses, B-Fly. And they make clothing and designs.
Okay.
Innovative Property. Palo Verde College, Southwest Gas, the Beasley family, or as they wanted on the as just the Beasleys, and then our city councilwoman Joanne Pogue,
okay,
also is being a sponsor as well.
If people want to get involved, it's not too late. Who do they call?
They can call me over at the chamber at 760-326-2050. Right now, we're looking for our golfers. Anyone who wants to do more sponsoring, they just won't be on any of our tees or anything.
Okay.
Some things that they can do where they can still get some recognition is donations of door prizes that they can drop off or have us pick up this week by Friday, and they can have a door prize package and, you know, put their business name on there, and
right,
they can still be seen. And
give your phone number one more time.
Sure. It's 760-326-2050.
Wayne, thank you so much for coming up.
Larry, thank you
very
much.
And your little four-legged buddy.
Thank you.
Stick around. We're going to be right back.
Perkins Restaurant and Bakery invites you to stop in and enjoy comfort classics. Chicken strips melt, the classic cheeseburger, or prime rib Parmesan griller. Dinner plates include the steak and pepper skillet, a delicious country fried steak dinner, or the yummy prime rib dinner, plus your choice of over a dozen sides. Then top off your meal with a nice slice of chocolate French silk pie. Join My Perkins for specials and coupons. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, Bullhead City.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
I'm Tyler Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Mojave Electric continues to support education with 18 $200 classroom grants for educators to purchase materials, equipment, or supplies for special school projects. Submissions are now being accepted for teachers at schools in MEC service territory until March 15, 2024. Applications are available on www.mojaveelectric.com or at member service office at 928 Hancock Road. Apply today. It's more than an apple, it's financial support.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
You can hear KMTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KMTR talk at KJJJ HD2. Go to KMTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KMTR Talk, the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. We are live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower in downtown Bullhead City, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Mojave Electric Cooperative and Arizona Electrical Power Corporation need your help to have a full understanding of the proposal for Mojave Energy Park. Yeah, the generation and transmission of reliable, affordable energy is still in the planning stage. Okay. Learn all the up-to-date information, the facts. The Arizona Electric Power Cooperative, they have made a project-specific website. You can learn everything at MojaveEnergyPark.com. Mojave Mortgage. Hey, are you looking at maybe a home in 2024? Maybe you want a pool in the backyard, a vacation home, cabin in the Wallapies? Well, you're going to need some cash, and you want to call Chad Hansen. Yeah, he's the guy with the money. You just call him up and say, Chad, I need $300,000. Okay, come on in. Sit down for a minute. Call him up at 928-288-2691. You go in, you sit down. He says, for $300,000, here's three sheets of paper you got to fill out. And you, while you're filling them out, he disappears. Where'd he go? He went down to the vault. His chair's a dumbwaiter. Goes down to the vault. He gets your $300,000, puts it on a big silver platter, and brings it up and goes, here you go. Yeah, that's it. That's how easy it is at Mojave Mortgage. Call him up. Yeah. In fact, tomorrow you can tune in to Speak Out right before me at 11 o'clock with Paul Lavoie. And Chad Hansen will be in the studio for an hour. for the Power Hour. Him and Bobby, you know, they sit around and talk about real estate mortgages. Then their phones ring off the hook when they get off the air. Everybody wants to buy a house, you know, or get a loan. You can too. 288-2691. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Stop in and enjoy the classic comfort menu. Chicken strips melt. Cheeseburger. Prime rib. Dinner. You can have steak and pepper skillet. Or a country fried steak. Or a yummy prime rib. And you have your choice of a dozen sides. And then, of course, you got to have a piece of chocolate French silk to pie to top it off. All right, back in the studio, and we have Mr. Eric Fox. How are you?
I'm doing great, and you?
Yeah, ProFit Kitchen.
Yes. Yeah, I know.
Now you are officially open in Kingman.
We are officially open in Kingman as of yesterday.
How many people just heard that and went, yes!
I know, right? I hope so.
Yeah. Now, you're going to see a slight decline in Bullhead because you did have a lot of people coming down from Kingman and doing their meal prep and ordering food for the week.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. So we're planning on it. We're ahead of the curve, I hope.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. So now, seating-wise, is Kingman as big as Bullhead? Or?
You know what? It actually is, but we don't have a bar up there where people would sit at that bar the Breeze area. But, yeah, we have a couple tables outside, and we have about 32 chairs inside. It's a little more narrow, but, same amount of seating.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the menu's the same?
All the wonderful, great items that everyone's gotten used to, and we still have all of our retail and all of our supplements. The one thing that Kingman has that nobody else is a drive-through. However, we are not fast food. We're quick service. So the drive-through is for pickup only. So if you order ahead, your meal preps, it'll be for DoorDash, Uber Eats. And then you can drive through, and we'll hand it to you, and away you go.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah, cool. Kind of unique.
Yeah, because you really can't drive through and order something that's not made yet.
Exactly,
you
can be right?
For 10 minutes either
exactly.
way.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
But we got a phenomenal staff up there. Rhonda Diaz is my chef manager.
Okay.
So make sure when you go up there, tell her you said hi. And
how did your hiring go up there? I mean, you know, right now, it seems like nobody wants to work.
I know. It's across the board. But I got to tell you, I was amazed at the amount of response that we got. And a lot of people either, A, already heard about us down in, here in Bullhead.
Right.
Or we're just new and we're fresh. And cooks actually get to cook and not open up packages and things like that. So, honestly, we're completely fully staffed, and we have a stack of applicants that we just kind of had to, like, file away for future.
How many cooks did you have that walked in there and go, where's the microwave?
Yeah, right? Yeah, I know. So, they, you know, and that's one of those things. And you know, sometimes I take it for granted being in the business for so long. But, you know, I'm showing them food that I've dealt with for many, many years. Some of these things they've never even seen. They've never cut fresh fish before. They've never cut steaks before. So that's what I really enjoy, and watching them going, wow, I learned something. I'm going to go home, and I'm going to try making this at home you know, for my girlfriend or for my wife or whatever. So,
or both. Invite them both over.
Exactly, right? So, yeah, it's really cool. It's fun.
Good. So you get to see that. You get to see that in chefs that have, like you said, never cut fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, when I read your live copy,
yep.
It talks about new me, new you, and new year.
Yeah.
It says 10 healthy burgers. You have 10 different healthy burgers.
Across the board, including turkey burgers and a portobello chicken sandwich burgers. And yes, we do.
10?
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of great options, I know.
Has In-N-Out called you and said, come work for us?
Not yet.
Give us a healthy option.
Exactly, right? And it's so funny because more and more you see people are starting to go, we're doing this, we're doing fresh, we're doing fresher, we're offering this on top of our menu because everyone sees the trend. Yeah. I mean, it truly is.
Well, and my wife buys her supplements from you.
Yeah.
You know,
right?
Because of the fact that And the older you get, I think the more you think about eating healthy.
Yeah.
The more you think about vitamins and supplements, and you know, the more you talk to your doctor about full care and how can 2024 be a better year for me?
Right.
You know, or how can I not fail in 2024?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And at that point, you know, sooner or later you get tired of taking all these pills and all this medicine and you wish you didn't have to.
Right.
You know, and a lot of it, unfortunately, is through diet.
Yeah.
You know, same thing with working out. Talk to anybody working out.
Oh, yeah.
90% is diet. You know, to be healthy, to feel good.
And I'll bet you get a ton of people from the gym there wanting a protein shake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
After they've worked out.
Yep. Before, yeah. After, recovery days. Even to the point where I'm working with a lot of the, you know, the hospital and a lot of the local doctors. They're always sending me, you know, patients. And I do free consultations. And,
right.
You know, because it's all about nutrition and health and trying to get them back on track and whatever ailments or whatever they're doing.
Right.
Like, before there was medicine, it was food,
yep.
Right? So we just need to focus on that again.
Yeah, and food that's not processed. And
that's the key.
Yeah.
That is the key, and no matter where you go, like, it's everywhere. I don't care if a place is, well, we got fresh, you know, sliced meat. Well, again, that yeah. meat's processed, right? Because
right? Unless you went out and... Like my brother-in-law, who kills a deer, hangs it, splits it, and, you know.
Yep.
And unless you're getting it right there off the ranch or the farm,
yeah.
you're getting processed food.
Exactly. And that's why we make all of our dressings from scratch and things like that, because I can control what goes in it.
Right.
So when someone asks me, what's in here, I can definitely say there's no red color 5 or yellow color 5 uh-huh. or none of this stuff that preserves it for 5 years. Like,
right.
No, we don't do that. So, yeah.
And wraps.
Yes.
Your wraps are becoming rather famous around
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I know. I know.
You cater wraps.
Yep.
And,
a lot of them.
Yeah. How many different wraps do you have?
I think right now we have, I want to say, 8 different wraps.
Okay.
But keep that in mind. That doesn't include if you want them in the keto. So
oh,
we have
yeah.
the spinach wrap, the tortilla wrap. We have a 14-inch mozzarella tortilla that we make fresh to order. And we have a wonderful brand of gluten-free wraps, too.
And that's the important part for the diet. For the person that's, you know, working with their doctor
yeah.
to make them a healthier person.
Yeah, it's so hard when you go into a restaurant and you have either all these allergens or all these restrictions to be healthy and you can't find anything on the menu.
Right.
You come to ProFit, name it. What do you want? Is it keto? You have diverticulosis? You have celiac disease? You tell us what you want. We have it on the menu.
Right.
One way or another. So.
And you can see that entire menu at ProFitKitchens.com.
Yep.
KITCHIN.com.
Right.
To spell it the right way.
Yep, yep.
And when they do their meal prep, they can go right through there and pick and choose what they want, right?
Yeah, you can do it from the convenience of your own home right on the website you just mentioned, and it also gives your macros so you can keep track of that and just order it ahead and yeah. have it ready. Yeah.
It's amazing, your story, because you were the Entrepreneur of the Year last year.
Yeah.
But your story of opening up this restaurant that nobody would fund, that every bank said, you're nuts trying to open a healthy restaurant during COVID.
Right.
But you didn't stop. And look at it now. Now you're almost ready for your third one.
Yeah, I know. I know.
You're just trucking right along.
I'm trying. You know what? And again, I mean, you know, I've been a chef and an operator for many, many years, but, I mean, it all boils down to my team, my staff. I got amazing support from all of them, my manager, Tanya, my son, Fox, my new chef, Rhonda, and all the colleagues that work for me, and the community.
Right.
You know, it's so cool. Again, I can't say it enough that I get to do something in the community that I actually grew up in.
Right.
You know?
I went to the White Knight last year, and
there
you were serving up dinner.
Yeah, 500 plates.
Yeah.
Yes.
You catered the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Made it pretty convenient right across the street. But
I know.
Yeah.
But
forget the salt right across the street.
Yeah. I wish it was that easy.
Yeah, no
but,
kidding.
But, yeah, it was fun. It turned out great, and we just catered the hospital next door.
Okay.
Exceptional care.
Right.
Yep. We just catered that as well. So,
perfect.
Yeah.
Well, and it's amazing, and more and more, I think people want to cater healthy food for their guests.
Yeah.
I think back, there was a ribbon cutting for the new credit union in Fort Mojave, and they had...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was all ProFit.
Yep.
I walked in there and went, wow, look at how many are left. I'm taking one for me and taking one for my wife.
Right?
Because Alana loves your wraps. You know that.
Yeah, yeah.
And so if I could take one home, yeah.
Definitely.
She scored too. But again, people, it's just as easy to call for good quality, healthy food as it is for anything else.
Well, you know what? And that's what I'm trying to make it. It's like I talked to someone the other day and they're like, so did you open with the meal preps and the catering and all that stuff? And it's like, yeah. And they're like, wow, that was a lot. I'm like, well, I'm trying to make it easy and convenient for people to stay on track, right?
Right.
So same thing with the catering. Why can't we cater a party more on the healthy side,
right?
Why do you have to settle?
Olivia McCormick's in here tomorrow. She's going to tell me that it went fabulous.
Right, right.
You know.
Yeah.
And she's probably already planning this year. I'm sure.
I know. We'll be sitting down and talking, I'm sure.
Yeah, she'll be calling you real soon.
Yep, for sure. Definitely.
Yeah, she'll be calling you saying, okay, let's talk about this year.
I know.
Yeah.
Yep, we're excited already thinking about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're getting ready to build their little amphitheater.
I see that.
They're growing right along.
It's amazing the growth in the city. I love to see it.
And when you think you went to the high school right next door to Gary Keith Park.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now look at it.
Yep. Back when Hancock was two lanes and, it was amazing.
Yep.
Yep.
And like you said, that's what gives you the best satisfaction is you grew up here, went to school here, and now you get to come back here and hire people from your high school, hire your hire your manager that you worked with across the river.
Yeah.
And deliver good quality food for everybody, healthy food.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so amazing. Some of the managers and chefs that worked for me before.
Right.
Now their kids are working for me. It's amazing. A, that tells you how old I am. B, it's just rewarding to know that I was that kind of operator where their kids also come work for me.
Well, and if they know that you're going to show their kid the right way.
Yeah.
They're going to learn the good things about, you know, meals and,
yep.
and the way to prepare them properly and work for a great guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, well, thank you. They would send them there.
Yep, I love it too.
I sent my granddaughter there. Tanya never hired her.
actually, she just talked to me about her today.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with it, but I know we're looking at. But yeah, she talked to me about it today.
Good. Good.
So,
well,
yep.
She's ready still. I'm gonna text her here when we get off the air.
Oh, okay.
Tell her to call Tanya.
Right.
So now Fort Mojave is just a little bit further down the road.
Yeah, you know what? And Fort Mojave, everyone's hit me up about that. So, you know, Fort Mojave is just a little bit down the road, and I did that kind of intentionally. Like, it's already built. It's already done.
Right.
Everything's done technically on the construction side. Now it's me dragging my feet just a little bit.
Well, you did just open in Kingman.
Exactly, right? So that's the whole key. Like, right now, they just finished all the tile work in the kitchen in Fort Mojave. We will slowly start moving equipment in there. I still got to do cosmetic. We still need paint and wallpaper inside. But overall, like, everything's in a warehouse behind it. So,
okay.
Like, once I'm ready to pull that trigger, it's going to come really, really quick.
Okay.
Right? So I still want to say it's probably 60 days out, only for the fact that I'd like to get 30 days under my belt with Kingman, and then we'll start doing the transition.
You know, I give my cell number out frequently on the program. People
right.
text me, did Eric say his son is Fox Fox?
Oh, you thought, that's funny. Yeah, his name's Michael Fox. We call him Fox because when he played Little League, I would be in the stands, and I'd be like, Michael, run, run. And next thing you know, like, three other kids start running, and it got so confusing, so I started calling him Fox, and it's just stuck ever since he was a kid. So,
yeah. Well, and that's like my band teacher is the one who gave me the name Tuna. He said, I'm not saying Tune Force every day. It's too big, and then you're being banned for 4 years. You're Tuna. And my junior year, all my annual books are just addressed to Tuna. No one knows my name was Larry. It was
oh, really?
Tuna, 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 Tuna.
That's funny.
Yeah, so.
Yep.
Yeah, it's cool to have a nickname like that. Of course, Fox is his real name. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, that's kind of a – yeah, I thought it was a cool nickname, right? So, yeah.
Just call him by his last name.
Yep, Fox. Yeah. That's it.
And he stands out.
He does, for sure.
Yep. All right, let's take a break. We're going to come right back and chat some more with Eric. If you have questions, you can text me, 928-201-3313, or you can just call in the studio, our own area code, 234-343-1065.
Hi, my name is Jack Mafar, and I'm the founder of East West Financial. Great service won as many awards in the local newspaper without soliciting our clients. One of our services, estate planning, is the best in the area as we work with many attorneys. We're also known for our annuities offering excellent returns with no caps, guarantee of principal. Because of our annuities, we won Forbes magazine Top 10 Financial Planner 3 times. Call me, 928-888-9828, and find out why you should be working with East West Financial.
Elevate your online experience with fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. Now available in some areas of Bullhead City and Fort Mojave. Sign up today. Visit TWNCOM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095. Find a plan that's right for you and your family. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
The spa at Laughlin Ranch wants to spoil your wife for Valentine's Day, the whole month of February. Organic chocolate truffle body scrub, a chocolate-dipped strawberry facial, maybe a chocolate mousse foot mask and massage. There's a couple suite available also. The spa at Laughlin Ranch, 754-4050. Guys, show your love. Join her. Call the spa at Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, 754-4050. 754-4050.
Hi, this is Krista and Danny Stewart from Danny Stewart's Productions.
And we're bringing you the 21st Annual Bluegrass on the Beach Music Festival at Lake Havasu State Park, March 1st through the 3rd.
You can get your tickets today online at bluegrassonthebeach.com.
We have a 3-day lineup of some of the best bluegrass bands in the nation.
We bring you, with the best of these fine sponsors, Campbell Cove RV Resort, Campbell Cove One Stop, Lake Havasu RV Rentals, KJJJ Nash 1023. This year, we're happy to bring to the Lake Havasu City Vocalist of the Year, Danny Paisley in the Southern Grass, Becky Buller Band, Crying Uncle, for each other. The Little Roy and Lizzie Show, Monroe Crossing, just to name a few.
Bluegrass on the Beach is 3 days of pickings, so join us March 1st through the 3rd. Bluegrass on the Beach at Lake Havasu State Park. Tickets on sale now, bluegrassonthebeach.com.
See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo, host of Sundays with Sinatra, right here on KNTR Talk. You know, I've had the honor of being with Frank Sinatra and knowing Frank Sinatra a little bit back in the day, and I'm so happy to be telling stories about the chairman of the board every Sunday evening from 5 to 7. Just sit back and relax and take a couple of hours away from the news and politics of the day. Ring-a-ding-ding, baby.
Sundays with Sinatra, 5 to 7 p.m., brought to you by the Anderson Automotive Group, Havasu Landing Resort and Casino, and the Joshua Tree Spa.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Barron Services, your professional team for fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial. No home too big, no home too small. No business too big or too small. Professionals in pest solutions, and their technicians take care of every home, every business, don't matter what size. Alarm systems and pest solutions, call Barron Services. Quality, experience, and family. 928-758-5499. TWN Communications, elevate your online experience. We have it in the studio. Fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet. I love it. It doesn't fail. From TWN Communications, available now in Bullhead City and Fort Mojave, and soon, Topoc. Yeah, Golden Shores. They're getting TWN. You can too. Go to TWNCOM, C-O-M-M. .com/Mojave. There's over 22,000 connections out there right now. Check it out. All right, we're back with Eric Fox, ProFit Kitchen. Kitchens. Are you going to put S's on the buildings? Or you
I
just...
don't know. I think that'll cost more money, so I'll
probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah. Burger King is just Burger King.
That's right.
It's not Burger Kings.
Exactly.
So you could just be Profit Kitchen.
That's it. That's it.
So Kingman went off without a hitch for the most part.
Yeah. Kingman went off really good, and we had a great successful day. And, you know, for opening a restaurant, I mean, no real major hiccups.
Good.
Guests loved it.
And where are you located?
So we're located at Stockton and Beverly.
Okay.
So it's 1969 Beverly, but the great thing about it is once you get off the 40 and you go onto Stockton,
right,
just make that right so you don't have to drive down all the traffic of Stockton Boulevard.
Okay,
like
so you're
that.
South of the freeway.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Is it south of the freeway? Well, it would be, no, on the north side of the freeway.
Okay.
Yeah. It's over in front of Goodwill. In Goodwill, that shopping center there.
Okay.
Goodwill, Petco, Staples.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. It was the old Whataburger back in the day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
wow.
It's freestanding right there on the corner. A lot of parking right off the freeway.
That's right. You can even see it from the freeway.
You
if
can.
I recall.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Especially with our colors, you can see it. You can see it.
You're orange.
That's it. It's
should give you my ruler here. You know?
I know, right?
This was my old Bullhead Fire ruler. You know, test your smoke detectors the first day of each month and practice your home exit drills. Yeah, we had those and we gave them out to the kids and I kept one.
Cool. Yeah. So yep.
Yeah. So you're out there all by your lonesome. No next door neighbors to yell at your drive-thru.
Yep.
Backing up in my parking lot or
nope.
Anything like that.
Not at all. So a lot of great parking, and like I said, we love the spot, and I've been trying to get that building for a while now because, again, it's convenient. It's right off the freeway. It's sandwiched between Centennial Park,
right,
the schools, and the hospital. So we're all right there to make it very easy for guests to come by, order ahead, go through the drive-thru, come in.
Perfect.
Right? Have a nice lunch, dinner, breakfast served all day long. So
you need to put up your website at the Centennial Park so people can just stand there out there with their phone and go right
there
out.
There you go. I like it.
Pick it up on the way out.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this week our hours of operation are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then next week – we go for full hours, which will be 6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay.
And we're doing 6 a.m. right now because we get a lot of requests from the schools and the hospital because a lot of their shifts start at 7 o'clock. So we're going to kind of feel it out and see what kind of the demand is and what we get. But, yeah, so starting next week, we'll be at 6 a.m.
You got to be so excited. I mean, like I said, and I don't want to tell your story, but, I mean, from opening your doors in Bullhead City with $5 in your pocket, and now your second restaurant, open the doors and good people running it for you.
Great people. Great people.
I'm so excited. Eric, we're out of time.
You got it.
We're out of time. Profit Kitchen, KITCHIN, .com.
Yes. Thank you very much, Larry.
Thank you,
Eric. Appreciate it, everyone.
That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Olivia McCormick tomorrow in the studio for an hour talking about Gary Keith Park. All the updates and the arena that's being built and whatever else she has in plan. Stick around. Coming up next, Sean Hannity after the news.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.